From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, June 30th. I'm Sarah Reith. Summer steelhead have been listed as endangered under the State Endangered Species Act, which some conservationists believe will ease the way to seeking protections for them. Alicia Heyman is the executive director of Friends of the Eel River, which successfully petitioned the California Fish and Game Commission to list the variety.
The listing will allow agencies to prioritize things like funding for restoration work and will encourage decisions that seek to improve habitat quality.
She recounted the years-long effort on the part of many regional, tribal, and conservation groups, starting with the initial petition in 2018 and ending with a unanimous decision that almost stumbled on a genetic question.
There's some disagreement among National Marine Fisheries scientists about how to interpret the genetic research that's been done in the last few years. So we were thrilled and really excited when the commission decided to actually vote to list both Northern California Summer Steelhead and Klamath Spring Chinook as endangered and as threatened, threatened for the Chinook and endangered for the steelhead under the California Endangered Species Act.
Summer steelhead have a different life cycle from their winter run cousins and a differentiating genetic marker on one chromosome. Samantha Canry is a fisheries ecologist who's been studying them in the Van Dusen, a major tributary of the Eel River, since 2010. She recently published her master's thesis, called On the Ecology and Distribution of Steelhead in the Eel River, in the Journal of Heredity through the Oxford University Press. She knows the nuances of fish populations, but she's also moved by the joy of swimming with both varieties of steelhead.
They are the same species by our common definitions of species. They can breed with each other and produce fertile offspring, and their ranges overlap. And for the most part, if you look across the entire genome, they're very closely related. They're pretty much identical, except for at this one particular location. What first led me to think that they were distinct from one another was just snorkeling with them in the summertime, which is how we monitor the populations. And seeing how these fish behaved and how healthy they were in the middle of a really hot summer, and they'd been just hanging out in fresh water for months and they still had many months to go, was unlike anything I'd ever seen in the behavior of winter run steelhead.
What would the winter run steelhead be doing at that time and place?
The winter run steelhead would just be out in the ocean at that time. They come up in the late fall through earlier winter, go to their spawning grounds and spawn, and then either return to the ocean or die. They don't spend much time in fresh water at all. They mature sexually in fresh water, whereas the winter steelhead matures sexually in the ocean or right upon entry into fresh water. So the summer steelhead is much, they're able to store a lot more fat than the winter steelhead are.
Pat Higgins is a fish biologist and the managing director of the Eel River Recovery Project, which keeps track of stream flows and wildlife in the river's tributaries. He's also a proponent of what he calls a 500-year plan to manage the intertwined health of the forest and the river.
It was kind of a famous run of fish, peaked on May 22nd, and you could bait fish for them back in the 70s. The difficult part is that when the snow doesn't come and then the rains also fail, these fish can't get up the stairs. They can't get into the high elevation habitats with the cold water pools because the flow regime. And so this is climate change, really double whammy in steelhead. They can't get the snow and then they can't even get the flow. And so if summer steelhead, I've seen summer steelhead stuck in the lower eel at Holmes Flat in July. And that was not a happy fish and not a fish with a positive future fate.
But Canry thinks the population could be refreshed from another source.
Rainbow trout and steelhead are the same species as well. And rainbow trout are just the freshwater version, resident form, so they don't migrate to the ocean. But Lake Pillsbury has been preventing passage between the ocean and the upper part of the main stem for the past 100 years or so now. And we took a bunch of samples, tissue samples of juvenile fish from above Lake Pillsbury. And we found this marker that is controls whether or not a fish is a summer or winter run fish. And about, depending on the tributary, like anywhere from 5% to 30% of the fish up there had this marker. And so once passage is restored and those fish are able to migrate out to the ocean, they definitely have the potential to be summer run fish.
And then there's the 500-year plan.
The North Fork dried up and has a reduced flow regime for a surprising reason, and that is because they quit burning in the basin 160 years ago because white people wanted to range cows out there, and the overgrowth of fir in the meadows, in the springs, and over the oak woodlands actually created much less water flow and water storage because all of it went back in the atmosphere as evapotranspiration. And so summer steelhead in the North Fork could greatly benefit from a change in vegetation. And such a change was recently wrought by the August fire. However, the benefits accrued from this transition in vegetation will not be accrued in the long term if we don't get out there and help sculpt the oak woodlands and the grasslands and restore the hydrology of the North Fork so that it has the water for the fish, the food for the animals, and a sustainable system going forward in terms of fire regimes, which is a key driver on that side. So, you know, that's the way I think about summer steelhead.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.